Last Monday, Facebook and its associated platforms like WhatsApp and Instagram went offline for several hours due to an outage. And with this, it highlighted our perhaps reliance or over-reliance on this on these platforms for communications. And on the line to tell us more, what was learned from the recent Facebook outage, we have Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. You're very welcome to the show, Graham. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Hi.
First of all, Graham, what actually happened to the Facebook network last week? Because there's lots of, we all know what happened on our end, but what really, what was going on behind the scenes?
I knew you might ask that question, and I had a route around it. They haven't really changed their answer, and they haven't really got an answer. They haven't sort of formally explained. I don't think they will. So I think it's all a little bit of a mystery. But it did highlight the value of these and the interference these things cause in our lives. And I mean, I saw it very visibly in my own family. But as for what made it happen, Facebook has yet haven't said. And by the way, it wasn't just Facebook. Other people had problems as well, like Spotify.
What implications did this have, Graham? And what implications maybe will it have in the future? We were cut off for most of our social media networking platforms. And I think we all panicked a little bit for a while.
You'd be glad to know, Donal, I certainly didn't panic.
Fair enough.
I think particularly WhatsApp, the value of WhatsApp really showed itself, because people have got so used to that for multi-person conversations, for the free phone calls and all of that. So I think people really missed WhatsApp, and I think telephone companies might have been very glad for a while that WhatsApp was out of the way and people actually had to use their networks. So I think WhatsApp, in a strange way, was a big gainer, because really after the end of it, most people were more concerned about the loss of WhatsApp than they were about, say, the loss of Instagram or Facebook. And Instagram is sort of about to become embroiled in other difficulties within the Facebook company, because it is such a star and it makes money for the company. One of the interesting things to remember about WhatsApp, Donald, is Facebook has yet haven't figured out how to make any money out of it.
Right.
And it cost them a fortune to maintain it, because they agreed when they bought Facebook that they wouldn't use, they wouldn't force adverts or put gimmicks on it as a term and condition of the purchase 5 or 6 years ago.
Do you think, Graham, that we are, like we alluded to earlier, maybe over-reliant on the likes of WhatsApp, and maybe, like you said, we should find alternative methods of communication?
WhatsApp is fabulous. But I think just before I give you the names of a couple of other products people might want to concern, might want to look at, I mean, one of the things I noticed last was that while I was cooking dinner for all of the children in the house and my wife and everything, I saw all of the teenagers, and it was great to have them around the kitchen and smiling. Because there's a, you know, we forget that the kids are actually in the house. They're just sulking away in their rooms. And even though I do shows like this and talk about internet safety, my own kids can be as bad as everybody else's. And it was great to see them. And it was great to see them smiling and happy. And it was great to see, it was great for them to know that the whole network was down. And, you know, we had them for a few hours.
Yeah.
That was great. Now, I'm speaking as a sort of dad there, Donald. Kinks and other spikes, the two products people might want to consider are called Signal and Telegram.
Right.
I'm sure you'll mention them later again. But they're two alternatives, but they are nowhere near as popular. Like Signal will have 200 million downloads. WhatsApp is on its way to 6 billion downloads.
Wow.
So the scale difference is enormous. WhatsApp is just an amazing product, and yet again it showed its real value to people.
I think it's a funny market, this instant messaging service, Graham, because something that I've noticed is that the thing almost that people would like is, you know, generally speaking, we want diversity in the market, but if everyone has WhatsApp, it makes things easier. Do you think maybe that a move towards something like Signal or Telegram is feasible, because people really just want to stay in the platform that everyone's on?
Oh, yeah, it is feasible. There's no doubt Signal is gaining traction. 200 million downloads is a tremendous achievement. And don't forget, I mean, they're up against Facebook, which aside from Google and Amazon and Alibaba and sort of those sort of companies, they're an absolute behemoth. But it's not the first time that WhatsApp has had difficulties. And being being on the Facebook platform is challenging for them. But if you want absolute encryption and you want to be absolutely certain, Signal is another product, and there's Telegram. But there's no doubt, I mean, WhatsApp just binds the world together. I mean, how many kids wouldn't get to sports Saturday if it wasn't for WhatsApp?
Right. That's true. And you mentioned young people in this light, Graham, but do you think maybe this whole experience has maybe tipped us off that we need to switch off now and again? You said being able to see your children's smiling faces was a bonus with not having this instant communication all the time.
Yeah. What about instant communication with your parents?
Right.
And phone fee Fridays. I tell you, there's a lot of mum and dads would pay for the pizza on Friday night if they knew that the kids would come and join them for a few hours and have a chat. There are countless studies to say that using the phone less and interacting with your family is just as important as interacting with your friends. There are tons of arguments for saying, let's have a phone-free Friday or a phone-free Tuesday evening or whatever. It's something, it's a fight worth having, because the benefits and the bonus is huge. And kids who use their phones less, this is a fact, kids and teenagers who use their phones less are happier kids.
Brilliant. Graham Mulhern of BeSecure Online, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it a lot. And you can go to www.besecureonline.co.uk for more information.